Beginning current up the Sefer Yomim of Samach Beis, begin on Menal, begin the test of Master, begin with the Gemara Shnei Seir Bechulu, which is this new perek, and that teaches us that they're both the same, Chad Lamara, one for its color, Bechad Lekama, one for its height, Bechad Lekama, one for its monetary value. Says Taisus, this drasha, nearly, of that from Shnei Seir, that they both have to be the same, is the Haina Libra Yehuda. It's going specifically according to Yehuda, that he doesn't use this drasha of Shnei Seir for anything else. Therefore, it's extra to make this drasha like our Mishnah saying. The Eliyahu Rabbi Shimon Kazibik would be gone like Rabbi Shimon Hadarish Lady Drasha Achrit to prepare Kamen Shavuos. He uses this pasuk for a different drasha in the first pasuk Shavuos of Yidimel and Beis, where it says in the pasuk Belakechesh Neasim, you're going to take the two he goats. What's the two he goats? It's putting them together. Makishar Mishtalev L'Shar Panim. It compares the one Lazazel to the one that's burned inside the Kaddish Hakadoshim to teach you Maser Panim, just like the Sar Lashem. Does not atone for the Jewish people regarding any other sins, only regarding Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav. Afsar Mishtalev, so too the Higo descend off the cliff. That also does not atone for the Kahanim, it does for Klal Yisrael, but that it doesn't do for the Kahanim regarding their other sins. Now, become a Hasam, and the Gemara brings it with it that Rabbi Huda, Lahachi Yiskish, he says, oh, why is it compared to Shnezir? To tell you, like our Mishnah says, know that it's because it should be similar in its appearance, its height, and its monetary value. So you see explicitly that this hektish is specifically according to Yehuda. Then says, then Bakasha, then it's difficult. So where does he know this halacha that they should be the same? Because obviously he's not learning it from this pasuk because he used it for different drasha. And says, maybe don't say, because there's a klal that you can't have a halfway hekish. So we're obviously going to compare them for all practical purposes, which is even for this drasha of Lamar Lukaim Ladam. Problem is, then the Kain, if there's a case, and how does the Gemara know over there? To be Huda, less Lehekesha does not have this Hekesh El Lamar Lukaim Ladam only, as the Gemara brings in, for the height, for the color, and for the monetary value. Why? Nema, to be Huda, Lehekesha Ibcha, maybe Huda holds the Hekesh, but in the opposite way, because ain't Hekesh Lamechza. So maybe he's going to compare it as follows. Makish penimi lemishaleach. You compare the Sar Lashem to the Sar Lazazel, which is ma mishaleach, just like the Sar Lazazel ain't mechabali sobe tumas megidur gedoshav. There's not a tumah of the Jewish people regarding tumas megidur gedoshav because that's only the Sar Lashem. Af penimi sort of penimi what? What's that hekish coming to teach you? That ain't mechab al kahanim betumas megidur gedoshav. There's not a tumah of the kahanim but tumas megidur gedoshav. That's only for the Jewish people. So how does the Gemara know that Rabbi Yehuda makes this hekish only that they should be the same? As our Mishnah says, and not for that drasha too, just like we say for Reb Shimon, both are included. And says, you cannot answer and say, oh, no, because the laha for this, that the Kahanim cannot get atonement with the Sar Panimi. Lo Yitzchakra, for that we wouldn't need a pasik for, to make it through a hekesh, because the Ma'ashah La'am Nafka Hasam, because the Gemara learns it out, says that this is slaughtered, the Sa'ir Achatas, the Sar Lashem, is for the people, which obviously is coming to tell you, but not the Kahanim. Says Tosfos, no, the Mekom Makom he goof for tikshu because this itself is difficult. Because when it says in the pasuk Asher La'am, Lomali, why do you need this pasuk? To the contrary, that's exactly the question that it says. Why do you need Asher La'am to exclude the Kanim? Typically, Mekesha get the Parishas. To the contrary, you don't need the pasuk. You know from the Hekesh, like we explained, Shleiskap Kanim Sar Panimi. We compare the Panimi to the Mishtaleach to say that you don't need it. Obviously, that no, the reason why you need the pasuk is because we're not comparing it for all practical purposes. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda only has it for the Mara, the Krem, and the Damim. So if that's the case, then we're back to the question of Rabbi Shimon. So obviously, we are making this Hekesh Lemechza, so how does he know that they have to be the same? But this you, however, could answer that, no, right, although according to Rabbi Shimon, like we're saying, in Hekesh Lemechza, is like Tosfos answered, and therefore it's compared even that they should be the same, but according to Yehuda, no, it's only for that they should be the same. Why? Because the Yehuda, less lehekesh shekiai gamner. Yehuda does not have such a hekesh of to tell you masar mishtaleif. Just like the Higo that sent away in the Machabali Sobe Tumas Migdzigdash with not Tumas the Jewish people with the Tumas Migdzigdash of Avsar Panimi so to the Inhigo in Machabal Kahanim Tumas Migdzigdash of. Why wouldn't he say such a hekesh? I in hekesh of master, we should make whatever hekesh we could. No. Because Kimdul and Matsil Melab Demil Demis, since you're not going to compare to learn out something that's the same context. Meaning, ma mishtaleich in mechap al Yisrael, meaning, what would be considered similar that would be a hekesh? If you're going to tell me that the mishtaleich is not atoning for the Jewish people, a panimi in mechap al Yisrael, so too the panimi is not mechap al Yisrael. You can't say that because the pasuk explicitly says that the Jewish people get the atonement with the sar panimi. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't compare the panimi to the chitzen regarding one to mat Yisrael and one to mat the kahanim. Rabbi Shimon, the darsh hakesh b'kagavna, Rabbi Shimon, who would make such a hekesh, even Avigav Tulehav Mamash Dimel Dimel, although one Tuma Yisrael, one Tuma Kahanim, oh, he makes such a drasha. So therefore, yeah, he's going to learn out to compare that just like the Benim is not Mechapa, and so B'Sha'arveyas, so the Mishtaleh is not Mechapa, and the Kahanim B'Sha'arveyas. Which the Avigav Dabba Matzal Major Shakeshul Mazakriti, so although you could make the Hekesh for something else, which is, yes, like he himself learns Alamar Bukhame Bedamim, Falahachi Darish Nami Ha, but still he expands also this Drasha from the in Hekesh Matzah, because like we said, because you don't make a halfway Hekesh. As long as if you can make such a Hekesh, which he holds, yeah, even though Rebuda holds not. Sachanami Nijus, therefore we're going to be also Darshning Ha, this Shalayskapa Khan, Musapanim, between the Mikdashim, that Khan did not get a Toma with the inner ego. For the Tumas Mekadosh, Mehekesh to Samar Shalech, Mehekesh of comparing it to Samar Shalech, which also does not atone for the Kahanim. And the reason is, like we said, the Ein Hekesh L'Metzah. Oh, Vim Kane, that that's the case. So then, Ashel La'am, the Reb Shimon, so according to Reb Shimon, this that it says in the Pasuk, Ashel La'am, which seemingly from over there, we were telling you that from that itself, we already know that you can't have the Kahanim getting that. So according to Reb Shimon, that the Kahanim don't get a tome with the Sar Panimi, Lomadli Lafuka Kahanim Kadis Asim, then why do you need that? So back to the question, why do you need, if you know from Mashalam that the Kahanim cannot get Hakabar Besar Panimi, so, but why do you need that? But didn't we say that you know it from the Hekesh? And it says, Vahib Reis and McQueen Lahazim Rib Shimon, that Reis actually, the Gemara says, is going like Rib Shimon. But that's difficult because you know it from the Hekesh of the Shnei Siri. So it's nearly, it seems to me like this. There's three psukim that we compare the Sar Panimi and the Sar Hamishtaleh. Svila B'Shem holds that the Bechat Nemechad Minayu Gemrinon Mar V'Koyma, the Shkul Nehem. From one of the three psukim, we learn out the appearance and the height, because they're both the equivalent. Neither one has a mile over the other one. So from that we learn out those two. V'Damim, the fact, the monetary value, that the two seem have to be the same. That's Mechad Kornafka, that's from a different pasuk. Then you have another pasuk, that's regarding the atonement. The Midrash to expound, like we said, according to Shimon, this Hekesh, Maser Apanimi, Imechab Al Yisrael, B'Shar Be'ez B'Chulu, just like the inner ego does not atone for the Jewish people and other sins, so to the Zermash Talech is not atone for the Kahanim, B'Shar Be'ez. And now, Tosfos explains, because the Kimdalav Hekesh Gamur, since it's not a full-fledged Hekesh, Shari Lo Yimid Aminlo, the Gamur, we're not comparing it totally, because we don't say Maze in Mechabal Yisrael, just like this, and now talking to the Jewish people, Abze in Mechabal Yisrael, rather like we're saying, we're comparing once Kahanim and once Yisrael. So, we don't usually make such a Hekesh where one's for a different context, but since we have extra Pasik, so therefore, so it's sufficient that we compare it in one context, and that's not different, that's not called Hekesh Lemechza, because it's not really a full flesh Hekesh. If that's the case, Eloi Havik Siv Ashel Am. Now let's come down to the question. Had it not said Ashel Am, which from that we learn out that Kaham did not get atonement with the Sar Panimi, Lo Yav Mekshina Panimi L'Mishalek. We would not have compared the Inahigo to the one that sent away for this idea to say the Kahanim did not get atonement with Panimi Tumas Megzer Gedashav, Umishalek L'Panimi, or from the one the Higo that sent away to the inner one to say that the Kaham did not get atonement with Shar Veres by Mishalek. Eladavki Panimi L'Mishalek. We would have only compared it to the inner one to the one that sent away. Avol, Mishtaleich lev mekshin lepnimi. But Mishtaleich would not have been compared to the inner one, meaning loymer to say, shleis kabba bekhanim, that the Mishtaleich, the kam should not get atonement sharveis like Gans Klaiso, given the Mishtaleich, but it would kaparasa, because ultimately, the Mishtaleich has more atonement, because it atones for all the sins in the Torah, whether deliberately or by mistakes. I would have thought to say that it atones also for the kanim. So therefore, you need the Hekesh to say that the Panimi is not mechap in the kanim. That's all I would have known. I'm comparing the Panimi to Mishleich, but I would have not compared the Mishleich to the Panimi. Oh, that's what we need, Ashalaam, to tell you that no, the Kam do not get either with the Chitzain, with the outer one, because we compared to the Sar Panimi. For that, that's why Reb Shimon needed Ashalaam, to tell you that the Kam do not get atonement with the Mishleich. It says, Kashlan. Now it also makes sense what bothered us. Why is the Pasuk bring over the Lokach Eshnei Hasirim? That you're going to take the two Higo to teach us that just like the Panimi is not mechapa on Yisrael, so the Mishleich is not mechapa on the Kahanim. What do you mean? Havalam lasu mekor kamo should work from the first pasuk. Maybe Esa das bnei Yisrael ikach shnei siri isim, like our Gemara brings over here, where there compares the two of them shnei siri. Why bring the other pasuk shnei siirim, which is later? So Yisrael, my the parish is nicha based on what we explain makes sense because the kro kamo the first pasuk is suchshi yishav medam. That's to tell us that they have to be the same monetary value. Now, Kivinda, and the reason is Kivinda who cry, Berdam. That pasuk is talking about the monetary value because it's talking about purchasing over there. The Gemara in the Mida Amlahav, where we tell you that it has to be from the people's monies. So therefore, that it's in that context that we're comparing the two seer. Now, Ve'ilav Ksiv Ela Trekrena, had it only said two psukim, these two Shnei Seire and Shnei Seirim, which is comparing the two of them, Habidashinan, we would have expounded, okay, Chashi Yisham Bedamim. One is to compare them that they have to cost the same price to be Ari Krok, because that's what the first pasuk is talking about. Petinyon, and the second one, the Drasha Dasa would be telling us the Drasha says over there, the Makish Semesh Lech Lepnima, like the Gemara brings, that's what the second pasuk is for, to compare the one that sent away to the inner one, just like the inner one does not have a term of the Kalam, so to the Mishtalech. Oh, Abalema, but to say Shishav and Bemar Bekaim, to say that they're the same in height and in color, Labadishin Kalam, we would not have expounded at all. Why? Kim Lash Kachamashaz Bachim. We never find this anywhere but any other carbon, Shishav and Bemar Bekaim, that should be the same height and the same appearance. Element, Nayatlan Krabasra, but it's since we have the last Pasig, the Shinan, so we expound that Shav and Bemar Bekaim, that again we compare it that they should be the same in the appearance and the height, therefore, that's why Shimon is all the Pesukim. To tell you all these three different drushes that we're comparing the Pnimi to the Chitzim.